So I'm sure you flew, I drove from Tampa to Charlotte, but we're here now, and now it's the Democrats' turn.
Yeah, I mean, it's like being on the pro golf tour. You know, you finish the tournament in one town and drive on to the next town so you can play in the pro-am. I mean, we're here a day early, and it'll be fun. I mean, it's just the other one was fun. They always are. You know, people say these conventions are not what they used to be, and that's true. But something always happens. I mean, look at the Republicans, you know, with Clint Eastwood. Who in their wildest dreams would have thought of something like that? Something always happens when you get this many people interested in politics in one place at one time. And it's also important. I think it is very important for the nation to get a chance to focus as a nation all together. They're on all the networks and hear the nominees for both parties. It's especially important this year because the two parties are presenting such a different vision for where they want to take the country.
And that message starts smack dab right here in Charlotte, and it's their chance before both of them head back on the campaign trail.
Yeah. I mean, from here on, we go. The general election gets underway now. Now, what is it, 65, 66 days, I forget the exact number, till Election Day, and it'll be here before you know it. And they'll be all over the country. They'll be spending a lot of time in the battleground states because this election is going to come down to a very few people in about 10 states. I mean, when you look at it now, right now, the true undecideds are somewhere between 5 and 10%. I mean, that's not very many people. So, I mean, you might see Barack Obama and Mitt Romney showing up in the same town in Ohio on the same day. I remember last time around, it got down to Iowa. We had the two candidates in one place, and they were on the same side of town. And on the other side of town, there were three bank robberies because all the cops were over there guarding the presidential candidates. We may see something like that this time around.
And finally, how do you think it's going to be different the second go-around for Barack Obama as opposed to what it was like his first time in Denver?
Well, the last time around was a historic election. The first, African-American who had the nomination and all of that. You can't, you know, as Michael Eric Dyson of Georgetown University was saying, you can't pull the rabbit out of the hat twice. You know, I mean, that was something that kind of stands alone. So the enthusiasm will not be as high as it was that time around, but I still think Barack Obama is going to get the majority of the African American vote. It's the young people that are going to be up for grabs this time around. It's the women's vote that's going to be extremely important this time around. But again, going back to this undecided vote is so small this time around. That's why you can't really predict where this thing is going. I mean, I think these polls are right. I think it's dead even, and I think it's going to stay dead even for a while.
It's going to be a good ride. Have a good week.
Yeah, it's why we all like to be reporters, you know.
Thanks, Bob.
You bet. Yeah.